This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Bruce Bechtel of Angelo State University, also the author of many books about North Korean capabilities, most recently about its proliferation in the Middle East and throughout Asia. The proliferation takes a twist in the road, asking Bruce about the meeting between Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un at Vladivostok over these last months. Has that led to any increased lethality or risk out of North Korea, particularly with regard to its ballistic missile program, but nuclear weapons, all weaponry? Bruce's answer is direct. Of course there's a correlation. And what does Russia get out of it? What does North Korea get out of it? Bruce Bechtel, author of, most recently, The Story of the Proliferation of Weapons Throughout Asia and Africa by North Korea, and now the proliferation of weapons by Russia into North Korea.
Well, I think you and John just got to an important point there. One would think you don't need a lot of guidance for a ballistic missile that's equipped with a nuclear warhead, just aim it at some city, right? Well, that's not true. I mean, it's important for them. Now, why is it important that you brought that up? Because who could help them with that the most? The Russians, of course. And who is most in need of North Korean military capability support? The Russians right now, as long as that war in Ukraine is going on. So if the Russians are going to help the North Koreans with that kind of capability, improving their guidance on these ICBM systems, now is the time. And that's something we should all be looking for over the next months and the next couple of years.
More of this later. Thank you.